Watching this game last night, Tua's got a slide, man. He's got a slide. I know he's trying to get a first down. He got the first down. Can't go head first, especially when you are susceptible to concussions like this. So, first and foremost, you know, I hope he's okay. I do think that he will return this year. There's way too much money at stake for him not to come back. And I know that people will say it's really about his health. It's about his long-term future. Well, you know what? He signed a four-year, $212 million contract extension. And if he decided that this is it and he's going to retire due to his concussion propensity, he would not see but what he got this year. He would go into some sort of protocol and he would get a fraction. And when I mean a fraction, like 2% of what he would be owed if he you know, played it out. That's why I think that they feel like he's going to come back at some point this year, maybe a 2 or 3 week deal. And so for Miami Dolphins fans, it's a tough blow. For Jet fans, it's a break because now all of a sudden the Miami Dolphins are dealing with adversity. And this is the second quarterback in 2 weeks in the NFL that had just signed a new contract that is basically on the shelf for at least 2 to 3, maybe 4 weeks.
Yeah, Jordan Love being the other one. And here we go again with these quarterbacks. I mean, it's amazing how much the NFL has tried to protect them and still every year.
They got to protect themselves too, though.
Yeah, no, I know. And I'm not.
Of them, actually.
But it's just, it's in this day and age, because we talk about all the time about when you played and prior to that and the rule changes.
Tougher.
Right, but like all the rule changes and stuff.
Yeah, but we were tougher.
Yeah, well, yes, you could say that.
60s, 70s, and 80s, baby, bring it on, man. We'll take it up. We'll take on anybody.
But it's just every year we're seeing, you know, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 backup quarterbacks starting games. And already in this season, as you mentioned, we're going to see Malik Willis and Skylar Thompson.
Yeah, think about that for a second. And again, it goes back to the insurance policy. And, you know, at least the Giants have an insurance policy to some extent, I guess. We don't know what Drew Lock looks like at all. If, in fact, he ends up having to play either because of Daniel Jones's lack of ability and performance or because Daniel Jones ends up getting hurt. But it's a serious thing. And, again, you know, you have to protect yourself. Both Jordan Love and Tua Tagovailoa got stuck in situations that they didn't have to get stuck into. Especially Jordan Love, what a wasted injury at the end of the game, and he's facing the wrong way, and he's trying to do different things. And then you have Tua last night running for a first down, and I know that they were losing, and I know that they were struggling, and he's trying to prove a point and show his team that he's all in, and then he ends up getting hurt. I mean, so they have to protect themselves, too, and nobody did that better than Tom Brady and Peyton Manning, and Eli Manning, for that matter. You know, there were times where, and I just pick out those three guys. There are other guys, too, as well in history. But I pick out those guys because, you know, I remember watching both Eli and Peyton at times where you could feel the pocket collapse around them, and they would just throw it in the ground.
Yeah, or they just sit down on the turf.
Or whatever, just go down.
Yeah.
And because they wanted to live to play another day. And, you know, sometimes they would be criticized for that. But at the end of the day, I think one of the great things about Eli Manning is that he never missed a start.